The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I am thrilled today to introduce you to Dr. Sarah Gottfried. For many of us that are functional medicine and integrative doctors, you know, it's amazing to watch our peers flourish in their field and do wonderful things. And I've watched Dr. Gottfried's career over the years and have been just a huge fan and admirer. So I'm so thrilled to bring her to the show. Dr. Sarah, as we'll call her, is a 3-time New York Times bestselling author of The Hormone Cure, The Hormone Reset Diet, and her newest book, Younger. After graduating from Harvard Medical School and MIT, Dr. Gottfried completed her residency at the University of California at San Francisco. She's a board-certified gynecologist who teaches natural hormone balancing in her novel online programs so that women can lose weight, detoxify, and slow down aging. She lives in Berkeley, California with her husband and 2 daughters. Welcome, Dr. Sarah.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Taz. So happy to be here.
Well, we are excited, and I am personally excited because I have followed you, as I mentioned, and I would just love to know a little bit about your story, how, you know, a lot of us as physicians, we start out on kind of the conventional path, and then we detour for different reasons. Tell us a little bit about what led you down kind of this road of anti-aging, exploring, you know, the kind of keys to women's health, all these other good things that you've been talking about over the years.
Yeah, thank you. You know, in some ways, I would say that conventional medicine was more the detour because I grew up with a great-grandmother who was a bit of a radical. She would show up at our house. I grew up in suburban Maryland, and she'd show up with kale and carob cookies made out of buckwheat, and she practiced yoga every day. So it's, you know, for me, I went through the conventional training. I was training to be an academic physician. And it wasn't until I was in my mid-30s that I had a light bulb moment and really got back to my roots. So at that time, I had 2 kids. I was a stressed working mom. I was working as an OBGYN and at a health maintenance organization. Sorry, I'm just recovering from laryngitis. I hope you can still understand me.
Yes, we can.
So at that moment, I was seeing 40 patients a day, you know, delivering babies at night. And frankly, I was a total mess. I was fat and frumpy and frazzled. I couldn't lose the baby weight. It was all kind of stuck at my waistline, which I know you've written quite a bit about, Dr. Taz.
Yes.
And I had one of those moments where I went to see a colleague. I went to see my primary care doctor. And I explained my situation, you know, PMS, I don't want to have sex with my husband. I am just way too young to feel this old. And he suggested a few things. He recommended a birth control pill because he said, you know, it sounds like you've got hormones. He also recommended an antidepressant. And then third, he said, you need to exercise more and eat less.
Dr. Sarah, how old were you?
I was about 35.
35. And, you know, for the listeners and for my patients, this is a story that's all too familiar. I think the majority of us have been through exactly what you've just described, where the answers are usually birth control, antidepressant, or anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah, maybe a sleeping pill on top of it all.
Oh, yes. How could I forget that? And maybe a sleeping pill on top of that. Exactly. Sleep your way through it. So anyhow.
Yeah. So, you know, at first I was humiliated. He even, right, like, wrote on the board. He had a whiteboard in his office. He said, you know, exercise more plus eat less equals lose weight. And then I got angry. So I left his office, and I went straight to the lab because I had a sense that my hormones were out of whack. And that's what I found. I found that my cortisol, the stress hormone, was 3 times what it should have been. Mm-hmm. My thyroid was slow. I had almost no progesterone, which is that hormone that's supposed to soothe us. And that's what really started this path. It just got me realizing that, okay, my hormones are out of whack, and actually, I can fix it. So I applied that medical knowledge to my situation, and just through natural hormone balancing, it took me about 6 weeks, I was able to get my hormones back on track.
I love it. And, you know, my story is very similar. It's a little bit earlier. Mine was in my late 20s, also going through the track of residency and emergency medicine and all that other good stuff. But same, very similar. I mean, very similar journey of sort of being dismissed and a little bit talked to in a condescending tone and not getting answers, and then finding myself very far away from emergency medicine with my practice. Did you end up opening a practice doing this type of work, or is it are you more focused on education and empowerment and more of those type of endeavors?
Yeah, both. So I opened my integrative functional medicine practice a couple years later. It took me 2 years to kind of get my act together. But, you know, you've had this experience too. I think what was most important about it was the righteous indignation, you know, just kind of realizing that millions of women are being told the wrong thing and realizing, okay, we could do better. We could really serve these women. We could empower them in a whole new way.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Well, in that journey of starting your practice, and it's just, I'm laughing a little bit because our timelines are matching up, but anyhow, in your journey of starting your practice and going through everything you've gone through, you happen to produce a number of New York Times bestsellers along the way. And I would love, you know, we're going to talk about the newest one, which I'm really excited about, called Younger, and I know my audience will be too. But, you know, I do want to make sure our listeners also know about the Hormone Cure and the Hormone Reset Diet. Tell us a little bit about those two books that did amazingly well. What was the gist of it? What did you talk about in each of those books?
Well, as you said, my first book is The Hormone Cure. And, you know, that was really the work of my 30s. It was what I talk to patients about every day in my practice. I took the top 7 hormone imbalances that I saw in my patients. And, of course, I had pretty much every single one of them. And I developed a functional medicine protocol. So the protocol is to start first with diet and lifestyle changes. That's kind of a basic functional medicine approach. You know, what are you putting in your mouth? What kind of information are you feeding your DNA? What sort of lifestyle tweaks can you make that are really targeted for your hormone imbalance? So, for instance, I have high cortisol, as I mentioned, and I was a runner. And it turns out that running raises your cortisol. I never learned that in medical school. So for me, you know, running 4 to 5 miles 4 days a week was not the right form of exercise. I had to change to more adaptive exercise. So I switched to yoga and Pilates, and it made a huge difference with my cortisol and with my weight. So it's that kind of change. Step one is diet and lifestyle tweaks. Step two is herbal therapy. Step three is bioidentical hormones, but at the lowest dose and for the shortest duration to address your problems. So that's the protocol of the Hormone Cure. And it's aimed at problems with cortisol, either too high or too low, or both within the same day. Same with estrogen, too high, too low, or a combination of the two. Low progesterone, thyroid, and testosterone. So that's the first book. And then when I published that book, I had a lot of people who said to me, okay, this is super helpful. I have a reference guide now. I know what to do. I'm feeling so much stronger. Now help me lose weight. So that's what the second book was about. So that was addressing the 7 hormones that really get out of whack and lead to belly fat and fat deposition at various places in your body, and how to change it with food. So the Hormone Reset Diet is a 21-day program that helps women reset their hormones, which is really at the root of weight gain. And
if you had to dial down onto the 1 or 2 hormones that are the most responsible for weight gain in women, what would you pick? I know it's a little bit more complex than that, but I think for our listeners, you know, they're always trying to catch that pearl. What would you dial into as one of a couple of the things that you keep seeing over and over again?
Yeah, I'd say it's a 3-way tie between estrogen, cortisol, and insulin. So for women, I think something like 75 to 80% of women over the age of 35 have a problem with their estrogen and they don't know it. So I think that's a very common problem. Drinking too much, which is something I was guilty of in my mid-30s, was contributing to it. You know, a glass of wine raises your estrogen. Cortisol, I feel like, is the elephant in the room that people just don't talk about enough. Their eyes kind of glaze over. But it definitely needs to be addressed, especially for belly fat. And then insulin is the final common pathway, and it needs to be addressed. It controls, like, how efficiently you burn a calorie or how inefficiently you store fat. So I would say those three. What would you
So,
say?
listeners, I hope I would. I mean, I would absolutely agree. I mean, listeners, I hope you caught what she was saying. Again, it's looking at estrogen, looking at insulin, and looking at cortisol. We've talked about cortisol before on the show. I think the reason that people don't, you know, jump on the cortisol bandwagon is because we have trouble admitting that we have issues with cortisol, and we have trouble really embracing what it takes to lower cortisol, which is essentially our stress hormone. So sometimes it's serious lifestyle changes, changes in exercise, changes in your food to really bring about that change. But again, just remembering that those are the three big ones. You know, that brings us to Younger, which is your latest book that was just released in March and is another New York Times bestseller. Younger is all about kind of resetting aging. And I've talked a lot to, you know, in various venues about aging and how it's reversible, how it's on a continuum and it's plastic. I know you're kind of talking about the same exact concept and talking about inflammaging. Talk to us about your new book and what takes place in that new book that is different from your previous two books.
Well, I had another light bulb moment. You know, I was able to correct my hormones and to help a lot of women correct their hormones, but it turns out it wasn't enough for me. So when I was in my mid-40s, I was 45 years old, I decided to test my telomeres. So the telomeres you may have talked about on your show before, they're the little caps on your chromosomes that are a really important marker, maybe the best marker of biological aging as opposed to chronological aging. And at age 45, even with my hormones in balance, I had the telomeres of a 65-year-old woman. And nobody wants to hear that.
No, absolutely not. I just turned 25.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
That was a bad day. So I realized that, you know, probably my medical training, having two kids and kind of burning the candle at both ends, even though my hormones were back in place, there was still a cost to all of those years of pushing so hard. So that's what got me to focus on aging and, you know, how we're stuck with the genes that we have, but not the way the genes are talking to the rest of your body. We know that 50 to 90% of DNA expression is modulated by lifestyle choices and the environment created by your lifestyle. So that's what I wanted to focus on with Younger. I wanted to focus on, okay, what are the levers that are making me age too fast and other women, and how can we slow it down? So the focus was on food, sleep, exercise, stress, cognition, purpose, meaning, glucose disposal, toxins. That's the focus of Younger.
And that is such an important message to get out there. I don't know how many women, patients I've sat with that sort of throw their hands up in the air. And like you're saying, even after hormone balancing, well, I'm just getting older. This is just the way it's meant to be. Or you'll see people get very stubborn sometimes too. And I'm sure you've experienced this. Well, these are my genetics. Like, it's fixed. It's not movable. You know, it's not changeable. This is my genetics. These are my roots. This is my history. And that's just the way it is. And I think one of the things that I admire so much about your latest book, and I'm so excited about, is really trying to get that message out there that even your genetics are influenced by the choices you make every day and by the environment that you subject yourself to. And it's everything. It's everything from our mental health to our energetic health, our food, our lifestyle, sleep, all of it. And so if my listeners can learn one thing from today, it's like, please never, ever, ever think that these are your genetics and this is the way it has to be. And I'm sure you talk about that a lot more in your book as well, in terms of how we can influence, you know, kind of what we've been gifted with. You talk a lot too about inflammaging. So explain that concept as well. I would love for, you know, my audience and my listeners to really grasp onto that, because then that helps them to visually understand how this whole thing is on a continuum and how much power we actually have over it.
Well, I love that you're calling out this takeaway message, because I think it is so hopeful and so sacred. You know, that you're not stuck with your genes. You're not stuck with your fat genes. I have almost every obesity gene that one could possibly have. And yet you can turn those genes off. You can inactivate them with your lifestyle choices. So I'm really happy that you called that out. So when it comes to inflammation is a term that I didn't come up with, but it's a combination of inflammation. You know, when you have kind of this excess inflammatory response in the body and a combination with aging. So it's the two together. It's an unfortunate hybrid. And I like the term because I think a lot of people, when they hear about inflammation, they don't really know what it is.
Right.
And I think when you call out that it's a combination of inflammation and aging that leads to this accelerated aging that we want to slow down, it's a little bit easier to grasp onto. So the idea here is that we all have inflammation in the body. You know, if you prick your finger, there's like a 3-day inflammatory cycle. That's normal. But unfortunately, with our modern lifestyle, we tend to overdo it. We have too much inflammation. It goes on for beyond 3 days. It often starts in the gut, and we think of inflammation as being kind of the background for pretty much all disease. I can't think of any disease that doesn't have inflammation as a component.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it is the word to know for this, I think, this period in our medical history.
That's right. And then the aging piece, you know, I would say in my medical practice that aging rapidly is the biggest problem that no one knows they have. So when it comes to inflammation, there's a few signs of it. I had many of them and didn't know it. Mm-hmm. You can look in the mirror and you can kind of see puffiness in your face. You know, maybe circles under your eyes or sort of more puffiness than you're used to. That is inflammation. For me, it started in my muscles. I went to this lovely spa with my husband a couple of years ago, and we had this high-intensity interval training class where the gorgeous 25-year-old instructor wanted us to jump up on a 24-inch box and do jump squats. And I could barely do it. Like, he wanted us to do 12 reps, 3 sets. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't do
right.
this.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, you know, my fast twitch muscle fibers were starting to fade. This was at about age 47. And mm-hmm. so inflammation begins in your muscles. It's the process there is that you start to lose your muscle tone, you lose muscle fibers, especially the fast twitch first, and it gets replaced mm-hmm. by fat. So that begins around age 35 to 40. You lose about 5 pounds of lean body mass every decade unless you're doing something about it. So those are just a few signs of inflammation, but it's this background noise that a lot of people don't realize is happening. So we want to address it. We want to get really explicit about it.
So again, you know, for many, and again, we mirror in our timelines and in our journeys. I mean, I myself, you know, have done a lot and have been on a train that I love. Quite honestly, I love what I do and I love the work that I do. But a couple years ago, in the midst of a lot of different stressful situations, you know, one of the things I noticed on me was belly fat. And while I've always had a larger rear end than I wanted, and, you know, some other areas, you know, of a body type that have come from our family, I've never, ever had a belly. I've never had belly fat. And to me, like, that was sort of my light bulb, like, wait a minute, I might be accelerating this whole aging thing faster than I realized. Would you agree that belly fat, in addition to muscle weakness, those are kind of two, I would say, early, early warning signs for women? Are there any others that they should be looking at or thinking about when it comes to, you know, the entire aging process going a little bit faster than it really needs to go?
Well, I love that you are bringing up belly fat because I agree. I think it's almost like a frat party that's happening in your belly. You don't realize mm-hmm. that it's, you know, it's not just this neutral fat. It's actually really bad for you. It's releasing cytokines, these chemical messengers that are wreaking havoc throughout your body. I would say memory is another issue. You know, for a lot of women over the age of 40, they start to walk into a room and they don't know why. And that's another sign of, you know, the neurons are not firing the way they used to, and much of it is malleable. Like, you can really change it.
Yes.
Another is having your sleep affected. I think sleep is one of the most important levers when it comes to slowing down the aging process, so you want to be sleeping 7 to 8.5 hours every night. Don't make up on the weekend. Sleep on your side, because that's where the glymphatic system, the system that kind of clears out debris and toxins, works the best.
Huh.
So degrading sleep, I think, is another sign of inflammation. So there's, you know, I think if you look at any system, you can come up with more signs of it. Another one that's a little
right.
more subtle is your mitochondria. So those little powerhouses that are inside your cells that produce energy, they produce ATP. They can become degraded. They can become leaky as you get older. The gut is another one. Leaky gut and food intolerances.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the belly fat and the high cortisol, the root of it is actually that you have leaky gut. So that's another important one to call out.
And it's hard, you know, for a lot of women. I mean, you know, I have a book coming out in the fall called The Superwomen RX, and really it's just it's kind of an ode to the many different women I meet in the practice and through my life. But, you know, a lot of us, you know, we want to do a lot. We want to accomplish a lot. We're in our heads a lot. And that disconnect from the doing and what's actually happening with our physical body, I think, lands us in places where we don't expect. You and I each have our own stories. And that story, too, continues to shift and change. So I think for our listeners out there who are listening to Dr. Sarah and kind of hearing her message, you know, obviously read her book. It's going to help you with understanding the key signs and the clues that you may have in terms of, hey, you might be aging faster than you really need to. But I think even more importantly, you know, what she and I both are desperately trying to get out to all women is to connect to yourself. Because a lot of times in the doing and the trying to be a superwoman or to be, you know, so many things to so many different people, we lose sight of ourselves. And so these quiet little things like belly fat, muscle weakness, a changing gut, you know, changing exercise tolerance, all of these quiet little bells and whistles that start to go off, a lot of us just flat out ignore until we get a diagnosis or until we look in the mirror and are sort of unrecognizable to ourselves. So I hope that this book is a guide to women to help them latch on, you know, to some of the things that they can keep paying attention to over and over again and evaluating, you know, what can help them, what can maybe turn it around, what's a warning sign that they may need to pay attention to. Dr. Sarah, what are some of the top couple of things that you think affect this whole aging process? You know, what causes the new onset of muscle weakness or fatigue or brain fog or so many of these symptoms that our patients are always complaining about?
Yeah, well, I have a long list. I have a 7-week protocol that I would love for our listeners to go through.
Which we can't get through right this second. But
we won't get through this right now.
No.
But just to, you know, just to add to that very cogent thought that you just shared, I believe that there's this divine conversation that all of us need to be having with our body. And it takes time, it takes investment. And I think, Dr. Taz, you and I went through medical training, and we are so good at ignoring that conversation. You know, I'm sure
yes.
you had many years of ignoring the need to eat, ignoring the need to sleep,
mm-hmm.
ignoring the need to go to the bathroom. And so we become very adapted at not having that conversation. And it doesn't take medical training. It takes, you know, having a career that's really
mm-hmm.
demanding or even having children. So what do you do about it? Well, I think what I recommend is that you start with what you put in your mouth. Because Well, I hope people can understand me.
What you're saying is so important. But
so the first part, I think it all begins with food and what we're putting in our mouth. And this is a basic functional medicine idea that food is information for your DNA, for the cells in your body. So, you know, what's the problem here? Well, too many carbohydrates. Not eating the right kind of fat. You know, I always sort of think about a basic meal that really is the best information for your DNA, and that would be like a salad with a few different species of plants together
mm-hmm.
with some lightly steamed broccoli and some wild-caught Alaskan salmon. That's sort of my ideal meal. The next week of the protocol is to focus on sleep. And I really believe in committing to sleep in the deepest way. And really making sure tracking your sleep so that you're getting 7 to 8.5 hours every single night. So I have a lot of strategies for how to do that. One of the things that, so reading the book will help. Sleeping on your side, I mentioned for the glymphatic system, it also helps your vagal tone. So the vagus
mm-hmm.
is one of the most important nerves in your parasympathetic nervous system. It's the the rest and digest half of your nervous system. And so sleeping on your side really helps with vagal tone. A third piece is with exercise. You know, a lot of people sort of know that they need 150 minutes a week. That's kind of the basic level of exercise. So that's 30 minutes five times a week. But I really want to push our listeners to also do strength training. We know that a single round of strength training will improve your memory. Leg strength is one of the best predictors of cognitive function as you get older. And then another really important piece is release. So with all the exercise that you're doing, it's important to release habitual tension. I just did my foam roller before I hopped on the phone with you, Dr. Taz. There's lots of different ways to release habitual tension. And then, of course, to focus on that issue of stress and how are you dealing with it. I'm a meditator. I became a meditator out of necessity. I used my Muse this morning, which is a way of gamifying meditation. So those are a few kind of quick tips.
I love it. Well, obviously, I could probably talk to you for another hour, but I don't have another hour of your time. But for my listeners, this is such important information. Please read Dr. Sarah's book. It's Younger, A Breakthrough Program to Reset Your Genes, Reverse Aging, and Turn Back the Clock in Turn Back the Clock 10 Years. Dr. Sarah, we've been so honored to have you here with us today and get that message out. I actually look forward to maybe even bringing you back in the future and even digging further into some of the things we've talked about today. So everyone out there, grab this book, be a superwoman, learn to listen to your body, connect to yourself, and then learn that your DNA is not fixed. You can feed your DNA, you can change your DNA, your environment will influence your DNA, and you can reverse aging. Thank you.